knew it was going to be a bit of a disaster this weekend, so I just took a photo of it last week while I was doing a grub spray, just basically a before and after shot to put in the memory bank to see what happened. So.
And in that before shot, it's quite green and lush. In that second shot, it's quite brown. What has the impact of the weekend's heat done to the crop?
It's a bit hard to tell as of yet. Obviously, it's not good snow, but because we've had some challenging weather with frost and whatnot between it, the flowering's been pretty staggered. So a lot of those later pods are obviously going to be nothing now, but there's some earlier pods there that are all right, and then some in between that aren't too bad. So a bit hard to tell yet. There's still grain in the crop, but it's obviously going to suffer a bit. So,
have you noticed which crops in particular have been the hardest hit?
Yeah, later sown legumes for sure in this area, and then even some later sown cereals. I've got some later sown rye that's probably going to struggle a bit, but wheat and barley, I'm hoping it's all going to get through. So,
what are your options from here now that you've dealt with it?
Oh, I'm going to just take everything through to grain. Yeah, there's not much really I can do, I don't think. As I said, there's still grain out there. It's just taking the top end of the potential off it. So,
what have other farmers in the region been saying from the weekend's weather?
Yeah, I haven't really caught up with anyone yet, but we all know it's not good. So, as I said, any of the earlier sown cereal crops on good rotation and good management, I think we'll get through. But anything that's been a bit sad all year round, she's going to struggle a bit. It's just, it's all time of sowing more than anything.
So it's a balancing act, though, you face, though, isn't it? Because you had frost last year, so the earlier sown ones were probably harder hit with the frost last year, and this year it's the later sown ones that have copped the heat. Am I right in that kind of guess?
Look, go back 5 weeks ago, I was kicking myself for thinking I sowed too early with frost. We've still had some frost damage now, but it's amazing how it's only a small percentage of your paddock that gets not wiped out, but when you got this, you can't stop it. It's hills, flats, full soil types. So it's, I look back at it now and I think, we probably did the right thing. So,
and you're in Loxton, so in the Riverland and that the northern Mallee in South Australia. I was passing through there on my way to Mildura about a week or so ago. It did seem on the Victorian side of the border, crops are even worse than what South Australia was travelling towards. What's your general sense on how the season is going now more generally?
Yeah, just as I said, I haven't been for a good look around, but just from talking to other farmers in other areas, I don't think it's as good as what the forecasts are going to be for grain yields. Yeah, I know there's some severe areas sort of further southeast or in that thick Mallee that are really struggling. So
if you could play weatherman, what would be your perfect scenario?
From now on in, or?
Yep.
Oh, to be honest, I think we're too far gone. We're over the line anyway, really, with a percentage of the crop. So for us, I don't think much is going to change from now on in. It is what it is, and we're going to have to take it. So, ideally, we would have wanted another 10 days without any hot weather and maybe another little sprinkle of rain.